三，啊，peace to all brothers and sisters。我们感谢主，再有一次机会能和弟兄姊妹一起交通。
Thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to share with the brothers and sisters。
我们开始以前，我们来念几次圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a few passages in the Bible。
第一处在《天上罗尼迦前书》四章一节。
First place is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣，求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more.
这边怎样行，这个行是英文是 walk, 或是 conversation, 或是 conduct, 或是 manner of life.
So the Chinese translation here,
walk.
Has the word walk here, and it is also translated as our conduct or our manner of life.
就是我们行事为人。
Or as how we live as a person.
再念希伯来书十二章二十五节到二十九节。
Next, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 29.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的。因为那些气绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Verse 12, verses 25 to 29. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking, for if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth,much less will we escape, who turn away from him, who warns from heaven. He shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
二十八节里面讲到那个感恩啊，就是 have grace, 就是有主的恩典。二十八节，
有问题。
然后同样二十八节，我们讲到说造神所喜悦的，这边是讲到 acceptably 啊，或是 well pleasing, 就是。能够讨神的喜悦，是神所悦纳、所接纳的。
我的手机吗？一下嘛，手机突然一下就 reboot 了，好不好？然后自动有时候有问题。
介夫，你可不可以先带一下？
好，我们再念十三章希伯来书十三章二十一节。
Let us also read Hebrews 13 verse 21.
在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意。又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Hebrews 13 verse 21. Equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
从刚我们读的这经节里头，有的是关于侍奉，有的是关于生活为人。
From the verses we have just read, some are related to service and some are related to our walk, our personal walk.
那我们如何在侍奉上 得神的喜悦呢，关键是在如何我们在生活上能够与神同行。
So, in order for us to please the Lord in our service, it is all dependent on how we walk with the Lord.
许多时候我们没有把心思放在上面的事，而常被地上的事所缠累。
A lot of times we don't put our minds upon the things that are above, but are bogged down by the things of the earth.
神不只是看我们所做的，他乃是要得到我们这个人成为建造灵宫的材料。
So God not only sees the things that we have done, but He wants to gain us as a person to be a good material to build up the spiritual house.
我们开始前有一些祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
我求你照亮我们里头的眼睛。
Oh, Father, we pray that you would enlighten the eyes of our heart.
让我们真知道那神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里头。
That we may know of him who dwells in the fullness of Godhead.
我们在他里面也得了丰富。
And that we would also be filled with him.
我们在这个艰难的时刻，让我们更要悔改，归向我们的主。
In these difficult times, we have to repent and return to the Lord.
让我们里面的人刚强起来，来行走主的道路，行事为人能够来蒙主的悦纳。
That our inner man would be strengthened to walk the path that you have set before us.That we would be pleasing to the Lord.
以下的时间与我们同在。
Please be with us in this following time.
带我们进入那话语的真实里头。
That we would enter into the truth of your word.
让我们不做糊涂人，能够更明白父的心意。
That we would not be foolish, but understand the will of the Lord.
在雨点的时候，那说要来的就来，必不迟延。
And for yet a little while, he that comes will come, and will not delay.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We share our prayer, we pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
我们在这段疫情的日子里头，神似乎把我们分开来。
And so in this period of the pandemic, the Lord has seemingly separated us.
我们不得面对面的聚会。
And we can't meet together face to face.
从另一个角度来看呢，神给我们开启了一扇门。
But on the other hand, the Lord has opened for us a door.
让我们能够够找一些平常没有机会所接触到的人。
To be able to reach out to others that we don't normally have a chance to talk to.
前些日子呢，我有机会和我兄弟们我哥哥他们一起在网上交谈。
I recently had the opportunity to chat with my elder brothers through the internet.
我们甚至能够有一些比较深入的谈到一些信仰的问题。
And we had the opportunity to speak more deeply about some of our beliefs.
虽然这些年里头我们也是有机会聊天，但是难得的机会，我们大家不会刻意的提到一些比较冒犯人的事情。
And it's true that in these aspects we had the opportunity to talk, but we never had the chance to speak deeply about these problems.
当我们谈到这个信仰的问题的时候呢，很不容易把我们自己的观点来表明出来。
And when we talk about our beliefs, it's hard to convey a lot of the ideas that we have in our beliefs.
基本上他们都试图用自己的努力能够达到他们自己理想的境界。
They try to use their own efforts to reach some level of accomplishment.
那神在他们里面没有份。那完全是他们活的是在另外一种生活的价值观念里。
And God has no place in their lives, and they live in entirely different
value.
Yeah, the value system.
从来我在家里面最小啊，我讲话没有什么分量。
And so I am the youngest in my family, so my words don't really have a lot of weight.
所以聊天的时候呢，我有时候也插不上嘴，所以
And so when we're chatting, I often can't interject.
那如今讲到我们在信仰的问题的时候呢，他们似乎不是那么认真，或是也没有那么有兴趣。
And so when we talked about our beliefs, they may not pay me a lot of attention, or they don't find it very interesting.
我只是礼貌上的听我发表一些意见。
And just out of kindness, they'll listen to what I had to say.
但我尽量的用的是神的话语，能够来解释。
And I try my best to use God's word to explain things to them.
相信神的话是活泼有功效的。
Because I believe that the word of God is living and operative.
但问题是呢，他们不是那么认同那个神的话。
The problem is that they don't acknowledge the word of God.
所以我们难免有许多争辩。
And so in the past we had a lot of arguments.
我自己也有点沮丧和埋怨。
And I felt frustrated and had some complaints.
然后我的姊妹常提醒我。
So my sister reminded me.
我们人虽不知道，但是神看我们的内心。
Even though man doesn't understand, God sees in our hearts.
我们不光是传神的话。
We're not only sharing God's word.
我们必须是一个行道的人。
But we have to be a people that live it out.
他们不光是听我们所讲的，他是要看我们是怎样的为人。
So they're not just listening to what we have to say, but they're seeing how we live as a person.
也要看神的话如何显在我们的身上。
How God's word has manifested in our lives.
我们生命有没有改变。
And if our life has changed.
不然的话我们的话都是枉然的。
Otherwise our words are futile.
那斯伯恩曾被邀请啊，来为神的话来辩解。
Spurgeon was once asked to defend the word of God.
他说呢，一个狮子不用证明他自己的能力。
He said a lion doesn't have to demonstrate his own strength.
只要把它放出笼子来。
You just have to let it out of the cage.
那么神的话呢，也是同样的。
And God's word is the same.
我们让但是有一件事必须要做的就是我们必须要遵循他的话。
But there's one thing that we have to do, which is to obey God's word.
而且行在其中。
And to abide in it.
如此呢，神的话才能够彰显出来。
And then God's word can be revealed.
这是今天我想交通的一些重点。
And this is an important point that I wanted to share.
我们来看一些在圣经这些方面的教导。
So let's see a few of the teachings from God's word.
我想有几点交通哈，我只是列出来这几点，但圣经上还有许多的这些同样的教导。
So in today's sharing, I've only picked out a few examples, but the Bible has many places with this teaching.
第一点呢，我想来交通的就是行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
So the first point is walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called.
在以弗所书四章一到三节里面提到。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we see.
1 through 3.
Yeah. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。 凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians 4 verses 1 through 3. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
保罗他以为主被囚的这个身份呢来劝勉人。
So Paul, as a prisoner of the Lord, is exhorting us.
他不光只是口头上说而已，而且是他亲身的经历。
It is not just the words in his mouth that he is sharing with us, but he's showing us through his own experience.
如何呼召保罗呢？他也同样的来呼召这些门徒。
And the same way the Lord has called him, he is calling to these other disciples.
在以弗所书前头也提到这个恩召是有何等的指望。
It was stated earlier in Ephesians that there is this hope of the calling.
就当向他自己尽心竭力的来服侍主众圣徒。
And so we should be like him who and how he served the Lord with, and all the saints with all of his strength.
像在刚刚念的帖撒罗尼迦前书四章一节里头提到。
And like it was shared in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 1.
他说我们领受了这个教训呢，就该知道该怎样的行来讨神的喜悦，而且呢要照现在所行的呢更加勉励。
It says, Finally then, brothers and sisters, we request and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive instruction from us as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel even more.
我们呢不光是去行，而且要更加的勉励。
It's not, not only do we walk, but we have to encourage you to do even more.
乃是指的呢超过我们自己所摆上的要全心全力的去做。
It's even more than what we have demonstrated, but you have to, go above and beyond with all of your might and all of your strength.
那同样的在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第八节第九节里面也提到。
It's also mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
这边讲到我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们，你们纪念我们辛苦劳碌昼夜做工传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
First Thessalonians 2 verses 8 and 9. Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God,but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us. For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, our working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
那在这节经文里头呢，看见保罗是因着爱能够传福音给帖撒罗尼迦的人。
Here we see that Paul, because of love, he preached the gospel to the Thessalonians.
他就连自己的性命也摆上。
And he even placed his own life in there.
他辛勤劳苦。
And he labored day and night.
不分昼夜。想到如此呢，我自己呢，常觉得一些劳累疲惫呢，就借着机会来休息。
And so, thinking of myself, sometimes I'll feel tired and exhausted, and I don't really want to take a break and have some rest.
实在不能逃走的喜悦。
And I can't please the Lord.
求主呢照亮我们心中的眼睛，让我们知道他的恩召是有何等的指望。
We ask the Lord to enlighten the eyes of our hearts so we would know what the hope of His calling is.
并他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The inheritance of the saints is filled with the riches of His glory.
并且知道他在向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
and what the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe.
这是第一点，我们该如何勤来能够与我们蒙召的人相称。
And so this is the first point, right? How we should walk to be worthy of the calling.
第二点呢，讲到行事为人能够来对得起主。
The second is to walk in a worthy manner of the Lord.
在哥罗西书里面，保罗也同样的有同样的劝勉。
And so Paul has a similar encouragement in Colossians as well.
哥罗西书一章十节十一节。
In Colossians chapter 1 verses 10 and 11.
好，叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 10 and 11. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience joyously.
我们当有同样的心智。
So we have to
have the same mind.
Have the same mind.
那行事为人愿意来讨神的喜悦。
We have to walk in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord.
那最终的结果呢，乃是更多的认识神。
And the end result of that is that we may know more about the Lord.
而当神因着我们的好行为能够得到荣耀
and that the Lord through our good deeds will receive glory
而这个荣耀呢是带着能力的
and this glory is, brings with it strength
让我们能够有更多的力量去行善
that we would have even more strength to do good works
那凡事不论结局我们都欢喜的去做
And so whatever the task is, that we would be able to do it with joy.
忍耐宽容
With patience and long-suffering.
因为不是为着我们自己
Because we're not doing this for ourselves.
乃是出于神的乃出于神的一切的都要归给神
Because all the things that come from the Lord, we have to return to the Lord.
所以主耶稣在世上的时候呢，也是如此殷勤的做工。
And so when the Lord Jesus himself was on earth, he labored diligently.
在马可福音第三章里二十节二十一节里面提到。
In Mark chapter 3 verses 20 and 21, it mentions.
耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他。因为他们说他癫狂。
Mark chapter 3 verses 20 and 21 And he came home and the crowd gathered again to such an extent that they could not even eat a meal. When his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of him, for they were saying, he has lost his senses.
那有些时候呢一些事情的安排呢正好和我一天唯一的吃饭的时间呢也冲突心中也总是有些不高兴。
那 sometimes, Because of scheduling, my only, and even during my mealtime for the day, I'm just not happy with that. There's no time for myself.
这便让我想起当年年长的弟兄的教导。
And it makes me recall an elderly brother's teaching that from a long time ago.
即便是我们合理的和当有的那一份，但是为了主也当舍下。
Even if we have a portion from the Lord that is our own right, but for the Lord's own sake, we should forsake it.
因为主是配得一切的，当得所有。
Because the Lord is worthy of all things, and he deserves all that we have.
这是第二点哈，我们当行事为人能够对得起主。
And this is the second point, right? That we ought to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
第三点呢，我们行事的为人就当像光明的子女。
we have to walk as children of light. This is point three.
在以弗所书五章第八节第十节里面提到
In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8 through 10 it says
从前你们是暧昧的但如今在主里面是光明的行事为人就当像光明的子女光明所结的果子就是一切良善公义诚实总要查验何为主所喜悦的事
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8 through 10For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
这个查验呢是指的要去试要去证明这是能够蒙主喜悦的。
And so God is Like, and God's children are children of light. Therefore, we have to
approve.
Learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
因为神是光好，我们神的儿女就是光明的子女，所以我们能够睡像明光照耀呢，是因为我们时刻能够调整我们自己，能够配得上成为承载神荣耀的器皿。
So as God is light, and we are children.Of light. The reason we can appear as light in the world is that we can adjust ourselves from time to time to be able to bear the glory of God as a valuable instrument of His.
So we need to test and be able to constantly correct our
steps. So we often have to be tested and proved to constantly adjust our footsteps.
We this time.做这么做是对的呢那下一回并所想照着做呢并不一定就对了
And so what we do this time might be right but the next time we do the same thing it might not be correct
若照着以往的经验呢或是一些传统的这些旧样呢是不能蒙神喜悦的
Just blindly following tradition and previous experiencesMay not always be pleasing to the Lord.
我们要心意更新而变化，查验何为神纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
We have to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect, for the will of God.
那我自己在服事上呢，常有碰这样的经历。
And so I have my own experiences of this.
有的时候选一首诗呢，弟兄姊妹灵里面很开放。那么下一回想同样的诗呢却不没有同样预期的效果
Sometimes I will pick up a song that stirs up the spirit of the saints The next time I'll try to do the same but the spirit does not react in the same way
所以没有一定的套路每一次都得回到神的面前来寻求
So there are no set rules and we have to go back to the LordTo seek as well.
在腓立比书二章里面十五节、十六节提到。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, it also says,
我们凡事所行的都不要发怨言、起争论。十四节。然后十五节，你们使你们无可指责、诚实无畏，在这弯曲背面的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来叫我们在基督的日子好夸我们没有空跑也没有徒劳
Philippians 2 verses 14 through 16 Do all things without grumbling or disputing so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you appear as lights in the worldholding fast the word of life so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
神把我们拣选出来摆在这弯曲背面的世代里头。
We have been chosen by God and placed in this crooked and perverse generation.
像是明光照耀显出神荣耀的光辉照亮世人。
To shine like a lamp manifesting the glory of God.
因为在这里有生命的道
to enlighten the world because we have the life of the Word.
像在希伯来书四章里头提到，神的道是活泼，是有功效的。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 4, for the Word of God is living and active.
那神的话呢，一解开就发出亮光来。
And once we reveal God's Word, it shines light.
那使愚人通达。
And it gives understanding to the simple.
那凡是受了责备呢，被光显明出来。因为一切能显明的就是光。
But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything becomes visible in light.
在约翰一书一章第五节第七节里面也提到。
In 1 John
1
5-7
第五节神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
In verse 5, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
In verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
另外呢，我还有几点哈，我想时间不多，我们有机会再能够提。以下我是想讲的是能够行在爱中，然后行在这个用智慧与外人交往。
Alright, so I have a few more points that I would like to share, but because of the time, we might save them for a later date. They are walk in love and walk in wisdom towards those without.
那么，人非有信啊，就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord.
那我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So we are saved by grace through faith.
神呢，不仅救了我们呢，也叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
God not only saved us, but He made us fit to share a portion of with the saints in light.
那更照他的荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，叫我们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
And He strengthened us with all power according to the might of His glory.Unto all endurance and long suffering with joy.
所以呢，当神的心意满足的时候呢，神的荣耀便彰显出来。
Therefore, when God is satisfied, His glory is revealed.
而教会呢，就是那背负、承受神荣耀的器皿。
And the church is the vessel which bears the glory of the Lord.
我们原是他手中的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的。
We are His workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus.
是为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们所行的。
In order to do good works, which He has prepared beforehand for us, that we would walk in them.
所以呢，我们是神他手里头的工作。
So we are the workmanship in the Lord's hand.
他早先就预备好过我们能够来该走的路。
And He has set a path before us that we should walk in it.
如果我们不殷勤去做呢，便不能够讨神的喜悦。
We don't labor wholeheartedly to do these good works, then it is impossible for us to please the Lord.
对，让我们能够彼此劝勉，愿意能够有个心志，愿意行善，能够蒙主的喜悦。
So let us encourage one another to do good works and to seek to please the Lord.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们真是存着那个心志，愿意来行善，讨主的喜悦。
Lord, we truly thank you, and we want to as if you give us a heart willing to do good works to seek to please you.
因为神里头满足的时候，他的荣耀便彰显了出来。
Because when the Lord's heart is satisfied, then His glory is revealed.
我们也配得能够来承受、承担这个神的荣耀。
And we want to be worthy of the bearing God's glory.
感谢你，求你垂听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank you, and you hear our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Greetings to you all in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们在主的基督耶稣的名里一同聚集。
For our meditation, please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25 from verses 1 to 13.
我们一同来思想马太福音25章第一节到13节。
Matthew chapter 25 from verses 1 to 13.
马太福音25章第一到13节。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish and five were wise.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
But when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯有预备油在器皿里。
As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us, and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves."
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in and with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us."
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you."
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Let us look unto the Lord.
我们来一同仰望主。
Our most gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们最宝贵的主耶稣基督。
We thank you, Lord, for this precious Lord's Day.
我们为着这个主日来感谢赞美你。
Lord, which we are going to remember you, how you were crucified for us.
我们要来纪念你是怎样为我们钉死。
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me through the word that the word of God is very much important in believer's life.
感谢主，求你向我说，因为你的话是何等的重要。
Lord, I thank you as we continue to meditate upon the word. Please help us.
主啊，帮助我们，当我们在这里一同思想你话语的时候。
Lord, I am weak. Lord, I truly confess that I am unworthy. Please help me, Lord.
主啊，你知道我的软弱，我实在觉得我自己的不配，求你帮助我。
Hide me behind the cross and speak to me and speak to all my brothers and sisters.
我愿意来背十字架，向我说话，向所有的弟兄姐妹说话。
Help us, Lord, that Thy word may be spoken with full authority and with full freedom and liberty to all of us.
向我们说话，带着所有的自由和权柄，向我们所有的人说话。
We commit the rest of our time into Your loving hands and offer this prayer in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望在你的手中，奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we here we see the background why Jesus was telling this parable.
我们这里看见为什么主在这里讲这个比喻的背景。
If you see the previous chapter, Jesus was telling about the destruction of the temple.
在看到前一章的时候，我们看见主耶稣提到圣殿的毁坏。
And he was explaining about the close of the age and about the what are the signs that is going to happen.
他在那里说到这个世代的终结和一些世代终结时要发生的迹象。
And he was also explaining about the great tribulation, and he was also explaining about the abomination of desolation.
他也提到有很多的这个灾难要临到，还有毁坏的事情要出现。
And he was explaining about the coming of the Son of Man.
他在那里解释人子将要回来。
And we explained about the coming of the Son of Man, he tells some parables.
当他讲到人子要回来的时候，他讲到一些比喻。
He was explaining about the fig tree.
他在那里讲到无花果树的事情。
He was explaining about the end days will be the days of Noah.
他也讲到末日主回来的日子就像挪亚的日子。
And he was also explaining about the faithful and the wise servant and the foolish servant, wicked servant.
他在那里讲到那个好的、善良的、忠心的仆人堕仆。
And he was explaining about the parable of 10 virgins.
他还讲到这个十个童女的比喻。
And about the parable of talents.
讲到这个财宝，
And he was explaining in the later of this chapter about the final judgment.
最后他还讲到在末世将要临到的审判。
So Jesus is giving us all the signs at the end of the age.
所以耶稣在这里把所有要发生的这些事情的迹象告诉我们。
And he was also mentioning that the timing of these events as only known to the Father and it was not known to him nor the angels.
这些事件发生的事情时间只有天父知道，人子不知道，天使也不知道。
And these two chapters Matthew 24 and 25 gives the warning to the church to be ready and be watchful for the second coming.
所以在马太的24章和25章在那里警告教会要预备，要警醒。
This specific parable shows us the end of the present age.
这些比喻在那里告诉这个末世的事要发生的事。
And it also explains as the prophecy as a forecast of the new age, the church age, or the kingdom of God, or millennial kingdom, which God is going to establish on this earth.
在那里也在那里预言整个在地上的教会的时代的结束和国度时代的开始。
And he was explaining,in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 and 23, it was explaining that where Jesus declared the kingdom principle that the doers of the word and not only the hearers.
他也就在马太七章里面说到的这个天国的原则，就是那个所能够进入天国的不单单是听到的，更是行道的。
He was explaining that those who hear the word of God,will not enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who are the doers of the word will be entered into the kingdom of heaven.
他在那里讲到听到的不能进入天国，唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进入。
And Jesus, throughout all these parables, he is encouraging the believers to sanctify themselves by doing the, by being the doers of the word in the light of his word.
他在这里提醒所有的信主的人应当圣洁，过圣洁的生活，预备主的回来。
we can see about this parable, the setting of the parable is in the context of a traditional Jewish ancient wedding ceremony.
在这里我们看见这个比喻它的设置是落于在传统的古犹太婚礼仪式的这样的情形。
So the whole wedding ceremony will be preceded by a procession.
婚礼的本身之前有一个游行。
Where the bridegroom is going to come and take the bride and go to the wedding feast.
新郎来接他的新娘，然后一起去参加婚礼。
We also see that the bride will be accompanied by the bridesmen or the virgins.
我们也看见新娘她要有童女在那里陪伴。
So that is how the ancient wedding, Jewish wedding ceremony is going to happen.
这个就是古犹太古代犹太的婚礼仪式所要进行的。
And we can see like this parable can be divided into four different scenes. Like first scene we can see from verses 1 to 5, it states about the 10 virgins, wise virgins, foolish virgins, and he's talking about the bridegroom.
我们看见这个比喻可以分成四个段落。第一个场景就是第一节到第五节里面我们可以看见三个角色。聪明的愚拙的童女和新郎。
And the second scene, which is giving us the actual drama, what exactly happened, how the virgins wake up and how they prepared for the arrival of the bridegroom. And it also creates a suspense, how it is going to happen in this second scene.
在第二幕呢，讲述了童女醒过来以后，为的到新郎那里去准备的一些实际的情形。这一幕产生的悬念，尤其是聪明和愚拙的童女之间的对话。
And in the third scene, we see from verses 10 to 12, the arrival of the bridegroom and the dire consequences created by the decisions of the foolish virgins.
在这里第三个场景，我们看见的最后的那个是提到了新郎到来的时候，那个愚拙童女他们的决定产生的严重的后果。
And at the final, it resolves the tension created in the previous scene and how the bridegroom is going to react to the hearers and how Jesus tells a surprising thing and at the last.
最后一幕解决了前一幕产生的这个紧张感新郎以一种那个让听众惊讶的方式来做了反应。
So here his point is, he concludes that we need to be watchful.
在这里同样都在那里指出我们需要准备警醒。
So here all these parables explicitly about the 10 virgins, the key theme of these parables is we have to be ready and be watchful.
所以在所有这一些的预言里头，尤其是这个十个童女的这个比喻，让我们看见在这一个贯穿的主题，就是要提醒我们要准备，要警醒。
And we can see here the initially we can see the bridegroom we can compare it to Lord Jesus Christ.
在这边我们看见新郎就是指的耶稣基督。
And he was talking about.His return to the kingdom of heaven.
讲到他要回来建立天国。
And we can see, even in the Old Testament, Lord has been compared with the husband. If you see Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 5.
在这里我们看见这个有一个古老的这个一个比喻。若是我们看那个以赛亚书54章5节的话
It tells us that your maker is your husband.
在这里说到因为造你的是你的丈夫。
And we see here, this parable gives us no reason for the delay of the bridegroom at the delay has a great effect upon the story which we are going to meditate.
虽然这个比喻没有给出新郎延迟的理由，但是这个延迟对这个故事有很大的影响，在这里一同来看。
The difference we can see here, or the difference of making of the story is, it causes the distinction between the wise and the foolish virgins.
因为这个影响到造成了聪明和愚拙童女之间的区别。
Some of the God servants interpreted that the delay of the bridegroom's return is that the Lord is giving an opportunity to the whole world that they have to know Him, and they have to, those who know the Lord may be prepared for the second coming of the Lord.
有些圣经的学者在这里解释，说到这个新郎的辞言，象征着主给我们信主的人时间来准备，来预备主的回来。
And we can see here, wise and foolish virgins, they were sleeping because of the delayed circumstances.
在这里我们看见愚拙的和聪明的童女在那里睡着了，一个主辞言。
But Jesus is giving a stern warning, with the attitude of slumber, as he is warning in 13th verse, Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
在这里主在那里非常重的在那里提醒，说到这个时间这个日辰都不知道。
So the Lord Jesus is expecting or warning the church or the believers who will be part of the kingdom of God to must always awake at all times, watch and pray, watch and pray. He always reminds many times in the Bible.
但是主在这个提醒，在这个时代的，在教会里面需要时刻的警醒祷告。
Now we will go in detail. Jesus was telling here in the first verse, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
我们现在来仔细的来看，主耶稣在这边一开始就说到第一节里头说天国就像十个童女。拿着灯去迎接新郎。
I see here that Jesus is referring to the time. Here he is explicitly mentioning how he starts this parable. He is referring to the time, and it refers to the consummation of the age.
在这里，主在那里指着这个时间，这个时间就是这个末世要结束的时
候。A consummation means the grand finale or the end.
这个在这边讲到的是世代的终结，最后了结。
He was talking about the kingdom of God arriving of the Jesus Christ, where all the kingdoms of world will bring under the subjection of kingdom of God on earth.
在这里他讲到时间，也就是讲到这个世代的完结，地上的这个世界的国要在神的国之下。
We can see that in the previous chapter, Matthew 24, verses 29-31.
我们来看马太福音24章前面讲到的29节到31节。
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven,with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀，驾着天上的降临。他要差遣使者用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。
And we can see the same scene in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 and 14.
我们也同样看到同样的启示是在启示录六章十二到十四节里面。
Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 14. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked and behold, there was a great earthquake.And the sun becomes black as sackcloth, the full moon became like red, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, and the fig tree sheds its winter fruit and was shaken by the gale, and the sky vanished like a roll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place.
启示录六章十二节，揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。
So here we see about the second coming of the Lord or the coming back of the Lord.
这里我们看见主的第二次回来，他的再来。
And we see the characters in this parable. He's talking about the virgins or the bridesmaid, or we can also say them as the tribulation saints.
我们这里看见这里的童女或者是主的使女，还有就是在受苦难的这些圣徒。
Some of the interpreters think that the foolish virgins as are non-believers, but we can see here that the 10 virgins are the believers. They are waiting for the Lord. They have their lamps. They have the oil, and they are waiting for the bridegroom.
有些人说这个愚拙的童女是不信主的人，但是我们看见这些童女，他们都是手里有灯，而且灯里有油，他们都准备好了油。
And we can see this and refer them in Revelation 14:4 that these are those who did not defile themselves with women, they remain virgin.
我们在启示录的十四章四节里头看见这些人未成家的妇女，她们原是童身。
And when Paul also writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2, he was explaining that.I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband to Christ so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
就像保罗也在哥林多后书写到的十一章二节里头，为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
So by these verses we can understand that these virgins are not unbelievers.They were cleansed from the blood of Christ, and they were invited for the wedding banquet. And we can also see they were dressed properly with the marriage dress, and they lighted the lamps to show the way how to go to the bridegroom's place.
从这几节圣经节，我们可以看见这些童女是信主的，她们已经被主的宝血洁净，她们而且穿戴整齐，被邀请参加婚宴。他们手里拿着灯，这个灯是用来照明黑暗中的路。
And we can see all the 10 virgins were prepared to meet the bridegroom to attend the wedding banquet.
这十个童女都在那里准备迎接新郎，参加婚礼。
And we can understand that these virgins are not the bride because the bride was already raptured in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15 to 17.
这些童女我们知道她们不是基督的新娘，因为我们可以看到新娘已经被提，就在那个提撒罗尼迦前书四章十五到十七中已经提到。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 15 to 17.
提撒罗尼迦前书四章十五到十七节。
For this we declare to you by the word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep.For the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and all the dead in the Christ will rise first. Those who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And we will be always with the Lord.
我们现在照着主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经碎了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主便同在。
And we can also see these virgins that they were invited for the wedding supper of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 19 and 9.
我们在启示录19章9节也看见这些童女被邀参加 羔羊的婚宴。
So who are these wise and foolish virgins?
那这些聪明和愚拙的童女到底是谁呢？
So these are the believers. These are the people who accepted Lord as a Savior. They go to church. They attend every prayer meeting. They go take part in a table. They do everything. And they are almost prepared to meet the bridegroom.
这些就是信主了的、信徒，他们聚会，他们参加祷告聚会，他们也擘饼，他们、在那里、就是预备要迎接主来。
And he explains in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 and 26.
在这里我们看见马太的七章、21到。
Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and they beat that house, but it did not fall, because it has been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears the words of mine and does not do like them, is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was it fall to it.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
And we see here the five virgins.As some of them were prudent and provident.
我们在这里看见那五个童女、有五个是有智慧的，是有节制的。
And the foolish virgins we can see here as inconsiderate or careless people.
那五个愚拙的呢，却是不体贴的和粗心的。
And we can see here, these are all saved by God.And they did not keep the faith worked by love and interest in the union of God. We can see about these foolish virgins.
我们看见这五愚拙的童女，她们是已经得救信主的，但是她们却不是用爱来持守这个信心，也不关心她们与基督这样子的联合。
And we can see the wise virgins, they made, they maintained godliness.Through the indwelling spirit of God and by meditating upon the word and not only as a hearer but they were doers of the word and living by the spirit.
我们在这里看见的聪明的童女呢，她们却是在那里竭力保守、至关重要的敬虔，借着立柱的圣灵在圣灵中生活行动、靠着、圣灵的帮助，她们的信心得以完全。
And we see here about the sleep. They all slumbered and slept.
我们在这里看见、他们都在等候当中打盹睡着了。
As the bridegroom is delaying, like since 2000 years, the church is waiting, and we can see it's natural that the God's people were also getting slept naturally.
因着新郎的迟延，经过这2000年教会仍然在等候主的回来，所以这些童女都很自然的都睡着了。
And Paul was explaining in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 13 and 15, he was talking about a natural man and a spiritual man.
在哥林多前书，保罗在那里解释这个天然的属血气的人和属灵的人。
And he was explaining that the natural man does not understand the spiritual things because they are foreign to him.And they cannot able to understand because they are spiritually discerned.
他说到属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事只有属灵的人才看透。
But we can see the spiritual person judges all things, he is himself to be judged by only one, by no one.
但属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
So we can see here, church, after Jesus left, it gained peace, ease, prosperity, and all the things in the world.
Yeah, 我们看见当主离开以后，教会得着了这些和平得着了这个所有的一切主所赐给的。
And we can see the church started sleeping, and they forgot about the heavenly portion, and they ceased to long for the bridegroom.
他们因着所得着的这一些，他们就慢慢的忘记了天上的主给他们存留的，他们就在那里睡着了。
And that's why in the previous chapter, God is telling that the love of the many people will wax cold.
所以呢，这个主在事先预备提到，在这个世代结束的时候，许多人的爱心将要变得冷淡。
And we need to examine our lives that are we being cold? Are we being hot for the Lord?
所以我们要在这里要检点，要在这里求神来检查我们是不是也变得冷淡。
And we can see the next thing is about a cry or a call of the bridegroom.
接下来我们要看到新郎他的呼召。
And if everybody is sleeping, then who will know the Lord is coming and who will give a sound of the cry?
若是我们每个人都在睡觉，那谁可以知道主就在眼前，在那里大声喊来看新郎？
And we can see here, the many prophets in the Bible or many God servants, they are telling us that we should not sleep and we need to be ready for the Lord's coming. And it is a great call for the unbelievers as for the believers to be prepared to meet the bridegroom.
所以我们要注意，要警醒，要看啊。就是好多神的仆人都在那里提醒，让我们要在那里等候主，来看我们的主。
And we can see in the end times, like we can see in Revelation 14 and 6, that the God's angels will also give a cry to the world that they need to be ready.
在这里我们看见在末世的时候，即便是天使也在那里叫在那里呼叫，那是在启示录14章的6节。
In Revelation 14:6, it says, Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth that every nation and a tribe and language and people.
启示录14:6，我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国、各族、各方、各民。
At this time, the most important thing is the church, the leftover the church of the tribulation saints.I have to understand that the bride has been already taken and the Lord is coming back and we should have that kind of awakening that and it says that we should not be lost in the world.
在那个时候，心腹已经被提，还留在地上的，只有听见这样子的声音，让我们能够起来，能够预备。
And the next important part of this parable is about the lamp.
接下来重要的那一部分就是有关于灯。
And the lamp should give light to the world.
这个灯就是说要在世上能够照亮。
And the lamp should give light to us so that we can walk in this world and also it should give light to the world.
这个灯要给我们光，也要给世界看见这个见证。
We can say here it's a public witness of a Christian by the conduct or speech or the kind of attitude what he is showing to himself or to the family or to the church and to the world.
是要通过信徒的言语或者是行为来做见证，向着这个世界来做公开的见证。
That's why Jesus tells that let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven.
所以主耶稣在这里说，你们的光也要这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你在天上的父。
And we can see the present age is a period of moral or spiritual darkness, and men are walking in darkness and they cannot see anything. But here the word of God is exhorting us that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
我们可以看见现时代是道德和属灵黑暗的时期，人们在黑暗中行，什么都看不见， 但是主给我们看见神的话是脚前的灯，路上的光。
So here he warns us that we all need to have these lamps, the light of the world. As we take steps in the dark world, we need to have these kind of lamps in our lives.
在这里让我们看见，我们每个人都需要有这样子的灯，在这黑暗的世界中行走，我们需要有光。
And we can also see here the foolish virgins are also carrying the lamps, and they are also taking very steps very carefully.But we see it's a very sad thing that they could not enter into the marriage feast.
我们在这里看见这愚拙的童女，她们也有灯，她们也在那里小心的走。但是呢，很让人难过的是，她们没有被关在门外。
And lastly, a very important thing, he is talking about the oil.
最后一部分是非常重要的，是讲到那个油。
And we can see life can be lighted with oil. Without oil, the light cannot be lighted.
看见灯必须有油才能发光。
So in spiritual aspect, we can think that the written word of God must be illuminated by the spirit of truth.
我们可以看见这个神的话必须要靠着圣灵，真理的灵来照亮。
If it has to give light in our lives, about the life's problems or the situations, whatever we are going through, and it has to shine our way, with that oil, we have to carry on our life and enter into the kingdom of God.
当我们在生活中遇到各种各样问题的时候，我们需要这样子的灯被照亮来指引前面的路，还有就是要照亮我们通往神国的道路。
And we can see the wise and foolish virgins haslamps as well as an oil.
我们可以看见所有的这些童女，她们都有灯，而且灯里也盛了油。
So even in our lives, are we having the people? Are we kind of the people that we have the spirit of truth or indwelling spirit which helps us in life circumstances on a day-to-day basis?
我们要在这里检查看，在我们内住的圣灵是不是在那里。常常照亮，在那里帮助我们前行的路。
When we know the Lord initially, the God Spirit will make us to confess our sins and make us to understand that we are unworthy, and we accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when we know the Lord.
当我们刚刚开始认识主、接受主的时候，圣灵在那里光照，让我们看见我们自己的不配，我们来信主。
And many of the believers think that is the Spirit that we are continually living in this world, and they attend the church, they attend the meetings, they give charity, but the missing part is they are not connected to the indwelling spirit of the Lord.
我们看见很多的信徒，他们信主了，他们也聚会，他们也行善，但是有一件事情他们确实缺少的，就是与内住的圣灵的连接。
Because they are not filling with the indwelling spirit, their day-to-day emergencies which occur in their daily lifeWill make them perplexed and will make them not to do what to do in those situations. We need to examine our lives. If you are those kind of people where we are perplexed in day-to-day situations, day-to-day circumstances, then we need to ask God, as God tells us in Luke 11:13, if you then who are evil,know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father will give Holy Spirit those who seek Him.
若是我们要在这里求主来鉴察我们，若是我们是同样的这样子的情形，我们要向主来求，就像路加福音里说的，就是你们若是把最好的给你的儿女，Chapter 13, where is Luke 11 and chapter 13, verse 13. So here it is the wisdom that we need to have that supply of oil.
To replenish our lamps and to revive its flame so that we can have the communion of Holy Spirit.
所以这里的智慧就是说到我们要提前预备油，这样子可以补充灯啊，让它能够恢复它燃烧的火焰。
So in order to have that communion with Holy Spirit, which we can only gain by continual consistent walk with Him.
为着能与圣灵有不间断的这样的交通，我们必须来受他的引领，按照他来行。
That's why Paul tells to Galatians in chapter 5:16, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
在这边保罗说到在加拉太书的五章里头说到要顺着体贴圣灵而行。
So when we walk by the Spirit, our soul will be assured by his adequacy to supply every need, to illuminate every problem when we uncover in our day-to-day experience.
当我们靠着圣灵来行事的时候，他会在那里提供所有我们所一切的需要。
And the obedient heart, it does not own anything, but it enjoys the fullness of the Spirit, and it continually to possess Him and be adequate and reserves it and it uses it whenever it requires on a day-to-day life.
当我们全然的顺服，把自己放下来顺服他的时候，他会把所有我们所需要的一切的恩典赐给我。我们有这个忍耐，有这个节制，可以跟随主。
And we can see lastly that this merchant, he is talking about the merchant that represents each must acquire directly from the Son of God. The Spirit, the only giver of the Spirit, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who will give us the Spirit, that we need to go to Him and we need to have that communion, continual, consistent communion in the every walk of our life.
在这里最后提到的是这位卖油的，所以这里代表说到我们每个人都必须直接从神的儿子这个唯一赐给我们圣灵的那里得到他，而且是时时刻刻的活在与他的交通的里面。
And the very sad part is, Jesus tells in this parable in the last, those are the foolish virgins that I do not know you.
在这边让我们觉得特别伤心的就是那个门被关上了，那些愚拙的童女被关在门外。
We can see here the door was shut and the foolish virgins went and got the oil, but the marriage feast is already started and the door was shut, and when they asked the Lord, please open the door, Lord said, I do not know you. It's very, very, very sad situation.
我们在这里看到这是一个非常难过的一个光景。就是当这些愚拙的童女他们去买油回来，他们虽然已经有油，但是门已经关了，当他们在那敲门的时候，主却否认说我不认识你们，所以这是一个非常非常难过的一个情形。
So in the light of the word, God is speaking to me and to you and to each and every believer that are we having that kind of intimate, consistent, close relationship with God on a day-to-day basisAnd do we have that indwelling spirit where it guides us, leads us, helps us, encourages us, admonishes us in every walk of our life?
所以在这边主的话在这里要提醒我们，光照我们，看我们是不是活在这个圣灵的同在的里面，无时无刻的一直在那里顺服，来听从圣灵在我们里面的带领，他的帮助，他的提醒。
And when we have that kind of life, we await for the Lord's coming. Our eyes of our understanding will not be on the earthly things. Our eyes of our understanding may be only upon the Lord. Oh Lord, please come. That's what we will pray and that's what we will crave for it.
所以当我们有这样的一个看见，我们眼睛来注视我们的主的时候，我们的生活就是一个等候主回来的人。我们在心里头不求主，求你回来。
Finally, we will conclude with one verse. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians.
最后我们用这一个经节来结束，让我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17.
以弗所书五章十五到十七节。
Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of Lord is.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So may the Lord help us to continually to seek Him and to continually have that abiding in Him, and may the Lord help us that we may have that continual indwelling of Spirit, so that in our day-to-day circumstances, in day-to-day situations of our life, we may not be perplexed, but we may continue to trust Him and believe in Him that He is the coming of the Lord and we are awaiting for His coming.
愿主帮助我们，靠着内住的圣灵，我们天天时时刻刻的来住在他的里面，抱着他所赐给我们的，可以等候他的回来。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。